Welcome to The Joy of Living, featuring your host, Barry Shore. In this time of busy and rush, we don't always take the time to appreciate the life that we have and the love of those around us. Now, the ambassador of joy invites you to take a moment, no, take an hour, and find the joy of living. Here is Barry Shore.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. You have found gold today. This is the joy of living. But you know that. You tuned in specifically to the joy of living with Barry Shore, your humble host, because you know that this show exists for one reason only. The only reason that I'm investing my time, my energy in bringing to you remarkably powerful and purposeful and pleasant people is because this show exists for one reason only. It's all about you. Y-O-U. E-W-E. You. Because you want to become the best you possible. That's why you're listening. It's enlightened self-interest. Now, I'm happy to say that we are being broadcast throughout the world over some magical, mystical, marvelous medium called internet radio. It's actually voiceamerica.com. Voiceamerica.com is hosting The Joy of Living with your host, Barry Shore. And if you ever miss a moment of this show, and you don't want to do that, and you want to listen again, which you will want to when you hear who we have on today, and you want to share with at least five people, which I urge you to do, go to BarryShore.com, BarryShore, BarryShore.com. And you right now you're joining, let me see, last count, 258,719 people around the world listening into this amazing show called The Joy of Living. And again, we're only here for one reason, just you, Y-O-U-E-W-E. Now, as you know, we have, let me see, probably 30-plus thousand people that join us new every week. So for those new people, we say hello and wish you well in cities throughout the world. And for the hundreds of thousands of people that are with us, thank God, for a long time, you know that what we do in this show is we work in something called finding the positive power in everyday words. Because there are three fundamentals in life. Number one is life has a purpose. You have a purpose. And when you have a purpose, you end up wanting to go mad. Now, in this case, go mad is good because go mad means go make a difference. And you do that by using neuroplasticity, which is a fancy way of saying that you literally rewire yourself for finding the positive, the powerful, the purposeful, the pleasant in everyday language. And when you do that, you're using your 100 billion brain cells with a trillion connections called synapses, firing with thoughts, moving at the speed of light, and now bringing out positive, powerful, purposeful, pleasant things in words, everyday words, as an example, simple one that you'll love, www. www, what does that mean? If you ask anybody, they'll tell you, well, most likely they'll answer, it has something to do with the internet. And factually, that's correct. www does have something to do with the internet, but in our world and your world, where we're doing something called reframing the art of living, and art, by the way, is a tip of the hat to my wonderful guest who also happens to be my teacher, my mentor, my master. His name is Arthur Samuel Joseph. And you are going to be learning so much that's going to be of benefit to you, Y-O-U. WWW in our world stands for, drum roll, fanfare, da-da-da-da, what a wonderful world. And what a is a word, W-H-A-T-A, what a wonderful world. So whenever you hear or see www from now on, just think, What a wonderful world. It will change your physiognomy. It will change your whole psychology. It will change your very being. And it will probably put a smile on your face. And SMILE is one of the greatest acronyms that you'll ever learn. Now, an acronym, of course, is the first letter of each word in a phrase or a sentence, and the word itself in its component parts. So a smile, which everybody does, and everybody loves to receive one, and you should be giving them as well, SMILE stands for seeing miracles in life every day. Every day. What's a miracle? You got out of bed. You're listening. You're alive. You have clean water to drink, I hope, food to eat and shelter. Smile, seeing miracles in life every day. That's the power of unlocking the secrets in everyday words. And when you hear those things, those kind of things, you say, wow. And WOW is a wonderful acronym. WOW stands for Words of Wisdom. Because when you hear something that really resonates, and wisdom is more ancient than the world, wisdom is essentially communicative. Everybody can understand what real, true wisdom is. When you hear something that is wise, it penetrates. All you can do is say, wow, but now you'll think of it as words of wisdom. It will trigger that smile, seeing miracles in life every day, and you will be part of WWW. That's What a Wonderful World. Now, I do have to interrupt myself and tell you and warn you in advance that your humble host, Barry Shore, does use four-letter F-U word. And I use it liberally throughout the show. I hope you'll hear it a number of times. And I do it simply because it's fun. Oh, there it is right now. Here's a four-letter word. Fun. F-U. Capital N. Capital N. F-U, everybody. But you'll say, wait a minute, Mr. Shore. That's not how you spell fun. Isn't it a three-letter word? Not in my world. That's not how I spell fun. It's F-U-N-N. Capital N-N. So when you see your family or your friends later today and you look at them, you say, F you, everybody, with a big smile on your face, remember to add right away, capital N, capital N, fun. Because if you're doing that, now you have an opportunity to be in the process of learning how to create joy in your life. Now, create is a fabulous word. Create stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Creating rethinking. Remember, we're talking about neural linguistic programming. Literally rewiring your brain so everything that you do and say and think about is positive and powerful and purposeful and pleasant. So creating rethinking, enabling all to excel. Because if you're going to be the best you possible, you want to excel. You don't want to stay where you are. You want to move forward. You want to grow. The essence of the human being is movement. It's growth. It's ever striving forward. Ever striving forward. That's the genius of real life. That's what happens when you are a professional. And you are a professional. Every single person, all the 258,719 people listening, every one of you is a professional. You say, wait a minute, what's my profession? You're not just a CPA or a doctor or a lawyer or an Indian chief. You're a professional human being. And a professional always works to excel, to live in the excellent, to make sure that what you're doing and what you're thinking and what you're speaking has to do with excel. Now, I just mentioned speaking. We're going to be interfacing, communicating with the world's leading, not just authority, the world's leading figure in the use of the human voice for awareness. Matter of fact, wonderful author, Joseph, is the leader in the process called vocal awareness. Everybody breathes. Everybody has a voice. But until you got involved with some sort of sports, maybe even yoga, and you learn that breathing is not just an automatic situation, but when you can learn how to control it and make it loving and really work with it, now when you breathe, it's a different kind of process. It's not just automatic. It becomes something intentional. And when you do something that is conscious and conscientious and intentional, you're bringing a different kind of power to your being. And when you have power, you have the ability to make a difference in the world, to go mad, as we say, because MAD is a great acronym. It stands for making a difference. Now, one of the ways, the best way that you can make a difference is learning how to channel your speech and how to use your voice to the most effective possible. Speech is the vessel that channels blessing into the world. And a conscious, conscientious person tries with all of their faculties to continually dispense blessing. Well done. Good job. I appreciate you. Thank you. Those are all forms of blessing. Speech is the vessel that channels blessing into the world. And a conscientious person, a conscious, conscientious person, tries with all of their faculties to continually dispense blessing. Thank. Thank is, in my humble opinion, the fundamental word, thought, and action that will enable you to excel and be the best you possible. First of all, what does thank stand for? Thank stands for to harmonize and network kindness. To harmonize and network kindness. Kindness. Kind itself is an important acronym. Kind stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. Keep inspiring noble deeds. That's what it means to be kind. Everyone, underline, highlight, capital letters. Everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Be kind. Always. Be kind. Always. The Dalai Lama is quoted as saying, be kind whenever possible. And it's always possible. That's the Dalai Lama. He knows of what he speaks. He's a force for good in the world, as are you. Every single person listening, over 250,000 people listening right now, each one of you is a force for good in the world. And again, I urge you, go to barryshore.com and make sure you find this particular show and share it with at least 5 people. That means we'll have 1,000,000 people finding out about vocal awareness, being conscious of your voice. It's so important to the world because, remember, it channels blessing into the world. So as I mentioned before, thank is a vital, fundamental aspect of becoming the best you possible. To harmonize and network kindness. Say thank you to the person you just ordered coffee from, even though you paid for it. Thank you to someone who opened the door for you. Thank you to someone who is preparing food for you, especially if it's done with vitamin L, which is love. Thank you to the person who cut you off on the freeway. Yes, the person who cut you off on the freeway. Say thank you. Thank you. Because when you do that, you are transforming your very being and you are energizing and bringing forth into the world the best you possible. When you're the best you, you now go mad. You make a difference. We're going to be hearing from Arthur Joseph in just a little bit. I'm just going to drop a couple of pieces about him and then we'll pick it up right after a break that we're going to take. But be aware that I am happy to say my mentor, my coach, my teacher, the master, Arthur Joseph, in this world called vocal awareness. He's the founder and the chairman of vocal awareness. If I read his entire biography, it will take up the next half hour, so I'm just going to give you a few highlights. In addition to being dedicated to the work, which is to change the world for the good through voice, he's been doing this for almost half a century, and he is succeeding. That's the best news. He's not just doing this, he's succeeding. And the people that he works with are a stellar list of people that most everybody on this call, again, you're talking about people all over the world, 258,719 people at the moment, you've heard of before. People ranging from Arnold Schwarzenegger, Angela Jolie, Steve Covey, Tony Robbins, National Football League heads and players, but he'll drop some names because it's important whenever you're dealing with this to understand that we're not just talking about a process. This is a fundamental process that is endemic to every human being. We all have a voice. We want to use our voice to the best possible advantage because when you do that, you're channeling goodness. You are a cog, a child of goodness. So stay with us. Don't go away. Be on the edge of your seat because you're going to hear, not my voice. Yeah, well, my voice will come back, but I'm going to introduce him to one of the greatest voices in the world today, that of my teacher, Arthur Joseph, and he's agreed to spend time with us. So get ready because it's going to be to your advantage. See you in just a bit. Bye now.
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Me, Barry Shore here. BarryShore, BarryShore.com. That's www.barryshore.com. And the www stands for What a Wonderful World. Do you ever get frustrated by traffic? Huh? Are you fully and supremely happy at work? Well, if you are, great. And if you're not, go to www.barryshore.com and download the 11 strategies for living in joy daily. And it's free or your money back. Free or your money cheerfully refunded. Free. Go to barryshore.com. 11 strategies for living in joy daily. Go forth. Live the blessing. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love.
There's nothing better than spreading joy, happiness, peace, and love. And now you can do so by giving Keep Smiling cards. The Daily Smile mission is to promote joy, happiness, peace, and love to all. Help the world to reach the goal of 10 million Keep Smiling cards in circulation by 2020. The best part is that the Keep Smiling cards cost you nothing. All you pay is the postage cost. Go to thedailysmile.com and order your card. Join the Keep Smiling movement right now. Visit thedailysmile.com.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at barryshore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Good morning. Beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have found good, gooder, goodest today. As I mentioned, we have my teacher, my mentor, my coach, and world visionary, Arthur Samuel Joseph, who is the founder and the chief proponent of vocal awareness. I'm just going to ask him to say a quick hello, and then I'm asking a question, and then let him speak because he's the one you want to hear. Arthur, please say hello to 258,719 people around the world.
Well, as your producer was counting us in, he said we'll be hot in 5, 4, and I wanted to say Barry is always hot. He doesn't have to wait till you count to 5. So, hello, Barry. Hello, all 259,000 and counting. It's a pleasure. It's a privilege. It is an honor to be here.
Thank you ever so much for making the time. Arthur is one of the more busy human beings on the planet. Let me just tell you quickly, not quickly, let me just tell you what his mission is.
With and a conscious, ask, loving breath, by the way.
Yes, I will endeavor to do so. Thank you. He'll tell you about that as well. You're going to get some really practical, useful tips and tools today. So stay tuned, pay attention. Again, you probably want to go back to barryshore.com and download it and listen to it again and again and share it, because this is pure gold. You will be healthier, wealthier, and wiser for listening to and using what Arthur brings to you. Here's his mission: to change the world through voice. Now, if that's not a big, beautiful, hairy, audacious mission, I don't know what it is. But Arthur, please speak to us about the mission and what's happening.
Well, this is my 54th year of vocal awareness. Earlier, you said almost 50 years. I'm actually in 54 and counting. And we, you know, one of the reasons I chose to be on your show, Barry, is I don't know how many of your devoted audience have ever had the privilege to interact with you in virtual or see you live, but you're one of the most authentic human beings I know, and I teach in vocal awareness that integrity, integration have the same root source. They mean wholeness, and this is Barry Shore. We know this. We wouldn't be listening to this call. That being said, I shared with Barry when we first met that I had the privilege a number of years ago when I was teaching at Naropa University in Boulder, Colorado, to have dinner Saturday night at the home of the late Reb Zalman Schechter, one of the more profound people on the planet before he passed a few years ago. And there were four of us at dinner, the rabbi, his wife, his mother-in-law, and me. But before dinner, he took me into a study to study me. And I said, Rebbe, this is inappropriate. I am here to sit at your feet. He simply said, I know your work, and I'm studying your vibration. He said, evil is so entrenched in the universe, it cannot be confronted head-on, but only in the vibratory plane. Voice is power. Voice is vibration. When I say voice is power, it doesn't mean big, bombastic voice. It could mean intimate, gentle voice. But it does mean integral, authentic, true. And we are living in our global society, perhaps in the most dangerous time on our planet since World War II. We have a demagogue in America. There are demagogues, unfortunately, abounding around the globe, more proliferating faster than we've seen in generations. And we've abdicated our responsibility. We have a responsibility to hold our leaders accountable, A. B, to be sovereign within ourselves as we do so. I was speaking with someone earlier today, and I said, no one can take our power from us, but we can hand it to them on a silver platter. And so here we have a responsibility socially, politically, to no longer allow who we are to be usurped. We have a voice. We need to stand and represent that voice wherever we are, whatever we can do within our nuclear families, within our global communities, however we choose to live in the empowerment of voice. And as Barry knows, this is communication mastery in vocal awareness. And for all mastery to be achieved in any discipline requires the integration of mind, body, spirit. And if I say to Barry, what a joy it is to be on your show with you, Barry, thank you very much, versus what a joy it is to be on your show, Barry, thank you very much. The first vibratory delivery was bogus, inauthentic, but we don't necessarily know why we don't trust that man. It was merely, however, because it was too high and too fast. The second one, I engaged a conscious, loving breath, relaxed tongue and jaw tension, breathed, and everything slowed down and my pitch lowered, so you felt a more genuine Arthur. So, as Barry knows, and as you're quickly discovering, I don't come up for air very often, but out of respect, and I've probably already been far too rude going on as long as I have, please allow me to come up for air and let us hear from the beautiful dulcet tones and extraordinary gentleness and wisdom and courage from you, Barry.
Thank you so much, Arthur, for being here with us, and sharing a few points I've noted down. I just want to reiterate, because not everybody has the pleasures I have to have been with you several times and to learn directly from you. As he mentioned, the ability for us, each individual one of us, to be sovereign in our own selves. This is something to strive for, because when that happens, then the evil that does exist in the world can be dissipated, much like smoke. It will go away. Arthur also mentioned something supremely important. Conscious, loving breath, CLB. Being conscious of breath in and of itself is a higher level of existence. But Arthur told us something remarkable. Conscious, loving breath. We are here for service. We are here to be able to be ourselves. And when that happens, and we're in service, we now become that which we dream about, to live in peace and harmony and togetherness. As he mentioned beautifully, mastery is the key to success and long-term fulfillment. I'm going to ask him again to please come back and speak to us. We just have a few minutes before the break, to just move us along in the process, and maybe with a story or two, if you'd be so kind, Arthur, because you have interacted with people who are known on the international stage, and share with us one or two stories that might be helpful to illustrate, maybe an Arnold story or maybe a football person story, just to give it a little bit of flesh in the bone.
I would love to. Let me perhaps share it. Well, there are so many, but let me, before break, share a Tony Robbins story. And I trained Tony many years ago and also used to do seminars for him at the time. And let me, how much time do we have before break, Barry?
I think we have just about 4 minutes.
Then let me wait on that so I can tell it more as part of a whole. And let me just ask your listeners while they're on break to put themselves in stature, which is to pull a thread from 3 inches below your navel, slowly and gracefully, right up to the top of your head, and continue that extension with your arm, not just envision it, physically do it, pulling that thread. And you will notice the first thing the body does is inhales. You will notice your chest opens, your core engages. This is claiming something. Tony used to refer to my 7 rituals as pattern interrupts. Putting ourselves in stature is the first step to action, to activating our sovereignty in a consciously aware way.
Let me put in a pause here for the moment, Arthur. Are there places where people can go and see your work? In addition, we're going to mention your book, of course, or books, but are there places where people can go to see what it is that you're speaking about when we talk about stature?
On my website, of course, there's a TEDx talk where in 18 minutes, you see the work, as I call it, with a capital W. And that would be a good first start. There's my VIP club where I teach each of these elements in micro versions on video. And so on my website, there are just myriad opportunities.
And the website would be, I presume, Arthur...
VocalAwareness.com.
Good. VocalAwareness.com. Please, everybody go visit. And also take full advantage of the TEDx series and watch Arthur Joseph. 18 minutes. It will rock your world because you'll have a big smile from your heart. Remember, smile means seeing miracles in life every day, because you'll be able to use several practices, tips, and tools that you'll learn just by watching Arthur. It is so important to your being that when you learn about controlled, loving breath, stature, paying attention, deep listening, it will help you become you, YOUEWE, the best you possible. We need you. The planet needs each and every one of us to, again, gain our sovereignty. And just by doing that and learning to do thank you at least 7 times per day, consciously, conscientiously, 7 times a day. Remember, thank means to harmonize and network kindness. 7 times a day, thank someone. By the way, you could be walking past the house of some or a friend of yours or a relative or somebody you don't even know. Just say, I wish you success. Thank you, dear Lord, for enabling me to be walking. And most of the people listening to the show know that Barry Shore couldn't do that for years. I'm much better now. So the ability to walk, to say thank you. Before we go, we have about 3 minutes. I would very much like you to begin, if you would, wonderful Arthur, to speak about the following. Your brand, meaning each person, and what you call spiritual pragmatism.
I haven't discussed that for ages.
I know, but let's do it in 2 minutes.
Absolutely.
So what do we think about spiritual pragmatism?
I thought we were speaking about that in 2 minutes.
Oh, no. I'd like you to speak about it now for a minute and a half.
Ah, got it. So now I only have a minute and 30. Now I only have a minute 20. Okay. The root of the word spirit in Latin means to breathe, spiritus. I created a character in my first book, The Sound of the Soul, many, many years ago, called the Pragmatic Visionary. All the dreamer does is dreams, but the Pragmatic Visionary works to make the dream come true. Spiritual pragmatism is to live a consciously aware life, not just in prayer or meditation time or when we are on a nice solitudinal walk, but in life. You're such a Judaic scholar, and when we first met and I discussed that the Hebrew word neshama means both soul and breath, spirit means to breathe, inspirare, inspire means to breathe into, I bring this spiritual consciousness into our pragmatic reality in every aspect of our daily lives, in business,
Oh, let me ask you one second, Arthur. Because we have sponsors who love us and pay us a lot of money to be here and to host us, I'm going to ask you to pause right there. And people are on the edge of their seat. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go away, because Arthur is going to take us along again this path of spiritual pragmatism. Be back in just a couple. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Now, how do I know you're good-looking? Because you're always looking for the good. Are you living in joy? Are you fully fulfilled at work? Do you ever get upset by traffic? Well, if you're living the great life, great. If not, I can show you in 6 minutes a day how to live in joy daily. Just go to BarryShore.com, BarryShore.com, 6 minutes a day, download the 11 strategies, and you will learn how to live in joy daily. And it's free, or your money back, absolutely free, or your money back. Go to BarryShore.com, www, first, stands for What a Wonderful World. Best wishes, bye now.
There's nothing better than spreading joy, happiness, peace, and love. And now you can do so by giving Keep Smiling cards. The Daily Smile mission is to promote joy, happiness, peace, and love to all. Help the world to reach the goal of 10 million Keep Smiling cards in circulation by 2020. The best part is that the Keep Smiling cards cost you nothing. All you pay is the postage cost. Go to thedailysmile.com and order your card. Join the Keep Smiling movement right now. Visit thedailysmile.com.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
You are listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at BarryShore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good, good, gooder, goodest, with Arthur Joseph, Vocal Awareness, and his mission to change the world through voice, your voice. And we are on the edge of our seat. We're going to complete the thought on spiritual pragmatism, making every moment of every day, allowing you to have your dream come true. Arthur, please.
So, I'd like us to understand simply, succinctly, and frankly, deeply, profoundly, that as we live in the conscious awareness of our breath, if I say to you right now, take a deep breath, please do so, and you will discover that your chest rises, and it's a normal oxygen exchange. But now, while sitting or standing in stature, I ask you to allow, not take, this will take 5 to 7 seconds, allow a slow, conscious, loving breath. I'll do it with you. Allow it slowly in 5, 4, 3, 2. And we use that breath in everything we do. I have 7 rituals in vocal awareness. The 6th one, pay attention, deeper listening, reflects the interpersonal relationship we have within ourselves and with everyone we interface with on a daily basis. Within that sixth ritual and in this conscious loving breath as it connects to spiritual pragmatism, I'm teaching conscious awareness. Not merely awareness, not merely consciousness, but a 360 attunement to the best of our abilities with the very vibratory sense of who we are. Not presenting, not seeking approval, but embodying source self in as many moments as we can manifest the highest levels of our conscious awareness for ourselves on a daily basis. That is spiritual pragmatism.
And that is powerful because it enables you to be the best you. One of the items that I am most thankful to Arthur for, thankful, and I use it daily, many times daily, is this subtle and real shift from take a breath to allow a breath. Just the use of the word makes a difference. Thank you, wonderful Arthur. I have a quote that I love. I use it a lot for myself. I'd like to say it. I'd like you to speak about it. Structure does not impinge. It liberates.
I remember when you wrote that down.
It's so energizing. Structure does not impinge. It liberates. Please,
and the rest
with
of
us.
The thought is that freedom without direction is chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Connected with that is power develops out of freedom. Freedom out of letting go. Letting go out of knowledge. The more information we have, the freer we are allowed to become in releasing our power, being ourselves. And one of the challenges, I teach mastery. Yes, I teach communication mastery. I am a strategist. But I also teach mastery, my communication mastery, my voice work as a metaphor for life mastery. And what I'm saying this for is that in all other forms of mastery that I am cognizant of, I'm a classical singer by training. In the arts and athletics, one is in mastery in their skill set, but then there's an off switch. Again, referring to spiritual pragmatism, in vocal awareness, there is no off switch. And so we use stature, we use our conscious loving breath as the foundations of our structure. Because speech, frankly, is habit. Nobody thinks about it. We just talk. But if we're going to reframe, pun intended, the conversation, if we're going to really strive for personal sovereignty, excellence, or an example of it, if we're going to understand that I have a choice in how I want to be known. So we create a persona statement. This is my brand. This is how I want you to know me. What does it take to embody that? And then the last connection to what you said about structure. Sociologists for generations have sold us an empty bag of goods when they say that the greatest fear in society is public speaking. Completely not true. The greatest fear in society are two fears. Fear of abandonment and ownership of my power. Claiming me without fear of what you think of me while I am being me is the crux of our societal dysfunction. We're all seeking approval, judgments. I hope you like me. We even taught in seminars about public speaking. You have to bond with your audience, speak to the last row of the house. All this simplistic, inappropriate language. We want to communicate from the sovereignty, from the beingness of us, without approbation. I know that your listeners, Barry, have to be really committed to being and doing their best, or they would not be tuned into you in the tens and hundreds of thousands as they are. So you are speaking to people who aspire to this higher level of consciousness. And in this regard, learning what it takes to own who we are, create a persona statement. That word persona, an Etruscan root word, literally means through the sound. How do I want to be known? It raises an interesting notion. I have a choice. And then I teach everything in life revolves only around two things. Everything, to choose or not to. Doesn't matter how painful, how seemingly daunting. All that matters is how badly one wants it. Even in abdication, we make a choice by walking away. But because I teach empowerment through voice, does that choice empower me or disempower me? Your teacher, your friend, your colleague on these podcasts, Barry, is a true champion, a true hero. What he has not merely overcome in his life, but what he has mastered, he's not a survivor, he's a phoenix. And see, you're being taught, you're having stories, sharing stories and conversations with someone who's been to the well. And so here, I create in vocal awareness meticulous structure, not to make us into someone we're not, but help us discover and reinforce what is possible.
On that,
that's why we begin with stature, Barry. We, in the first ritual, we say thank you to Source, the breathing technique, the vocal warm-up. Everything is, I say to my students, and you've heard me say this, Barry, you're never going to meet a more linear teacher than me. However, there is absolutely nothing linear in the work, because it is always integrating mind, body, spirit. This last narrative of mine, for example, you began with one of my paradigms, structure does not impinge, it liberates. And I extrapolated from there and trying to come back to just allow a conscious, loving breath. Put yourself in stature. Identify how you want to be known. And you are on the path to claiming who you're capable of being, not settling for who you may be at the moment.
That note of soaring, who you are capable of being. Arthur, it is so wonderful. People tune in to this show. They purposely tune into the Joy of Living because they know the show exists for one reason only. It's all about you, the unique individual person listening. And again, I urge you, you want to listen to the show again, go to barryshore.com, find the show, and listen again, because it will empower you. It will benefit you. It will make you healthier, wealthier, and wiser. I also urge you to share it with at least five people, family, friends, and especially people who you think are not your friends or you think that they don't like you for whatever reason. Share. When you do that, you build a bridge. You build a bridge, you create more harmony. And as Arthur has pointed out to us, when we reclaim sovereignty, harmony will become a natural concomitant of that. And the structure doesn't impinge, it liberates. And as he said, the result of that is freedom without direction is chaos. We don't want to live in chaos. We want to live in the best possible world that we can make. And the way to do that is to be you, the best possible you. Make sure you go to vocalawareness.com. Look at the TEDx talk. Learn about stature, controlled, loving breath. Pay attention, deeper listening. Wonderful author. We have 3.5 minutes before the show has to close this particular round. Would you please
interject before you go where you're going? Conscious loving breath, not controlled loving breath. I don't want them to have the wrong idea.
Ooh. Completely correct. I stand corrected. I sit corrected. I am corrected. Conscious loving breath. If I said controlled, mea culpa.
Now we have 3 minutes.
Yes, 3 minutes. Regale us with a 1.5-minute Tony Robbins story and maybe an Arnold story, if you could.
Let me regale you with an Angelina Jolie story.
Woo, she's prettier. Okay, let's do it.
I met her father, John Voight, at a cocktail party many years ago at one of my clients. And we visited for a moment. I gave him my card, and a few days later he called and took me to breakfast and, oddly enough, brought me a gift of Elie Wiesel's Souls on Fire and interviewed me to see if I would be the right teacher for his daughter, who was 17 or 18 at the time. Clearly I was, because I taught her. And we had a very meaningful relationship, and it awakens in me a tangential point I want to make. All the people that I work with, especially at the highest levels of art and athletics, comport themselves in their craft as champions. That term champion is not a sports-centric term, however. It means dazzlingly skilled in any field. And they were willing to take on and do whatever it takes, not just to do their best, but to be their best. And here was this 18-year-old child committed to already on her path to doing and being her best. I was her teacher. We fast forward 20 years or so, and I'm at a deli near where I live, on top of Beverly Glen in Los Angeles, and having lunch with one of my old students, and in walks John Voight. I hadn't seen John in many years, and I got up from lunch and reintroduced myself. I guess he remembered me. And then we're still having lunch, my friend and myself, when he gets ready to leave, and he comes over to me. The fourth ritual, as Barry knows, is a vocal warm-up. Ha! To see the edge and arc of sound. And he comes up to me and he says, after all of these years, the arc, that's brilliant. And he diagrammed it with his hand.
Oh, I have to do something that I don't like doing, but I need to do it.
Bye.
Arthur, we need the arc. What a place to hold us. I'm asking you, please consider coming again so we can continue with more. But at the moment, the world says...
God bless you, Barry. Sorry that I overstayed this particular welcome. I am yours whenever we can make it happen. God bless you.
And back at you, and to the wondrous beings that are listening, we urge you, we plead with you, go forth. Live the blessing. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love.
In conscious awareness.
Bye now.
Thank you for tuning in this week to The Joy of Living. Please join Barry Shore for another edition of the program next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time and 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. And as Barry says, give me five. Share this show with five people you love. Bring joy into your heart and love unto others. And we'll see you here next week.